This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting is underway for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 11.6% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling in 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts. Polling, which began at 7 this morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. The 7 districts where polling is being held today are Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipura in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. More than 39 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters to cast their votes in the third and final phase of voting in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that first-time young voters and women will cast their votes in huge numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his four-day visit. He will also visit Varanasi tomorrow. The Supreme Court has stayed the proceedings in a criminal defamation case against Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Arvind Kejriwal. The defamation case was filed by Delhi BJP leader Rajiv Babbar over remarks of AAP leaders on the alleged deletion of names of 30 lakh voters belonging to a particular community from the electoral rolls. A bench of Justices Rishikesh Roy and S.V.N. Bhatti stayed the proceedings in the trial court yesterday. Atishi and Kejriwal had challenged the Delhi High Court order, which refused to quash the case, saying the alleged remark prima facie lowered the reputation of the BJP. The Reserve Bank of India has released its monthly data on sectoral deployment of bank credit. The data released yesterday shows that the growth in credit to agriculture and allied activities continued to be robust, with a growth of 17.7% in August this year as against the corresponding period last year. Credit growth to industries also exhibited a growth of nearly 10% during the same period. The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from the National Disaster Response Fund. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees have been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees for Manipur and 25 crore rupees for Tripura. These states have been affected by extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. The Ministry of Home Affairs said in a statement that the central government is fully committed to providing all possible assistance to flood-affected states. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry today. The weather agency predicted similar conditions for Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the week. According to the India Meteorological Department, no significant rainfall is expected over the northwest, west and central parts of the country. On to sports now. In cricket, Bangladesh were 94-7 in the second innings against India on the fifth day of the second test match in Kanpur a short while ago. Earlier, the visitors resumed their play at the overnight score of 26-2. Earlier on day four, the host declared their first innings at 285-9, taking the lead of 52 runs. India are leading the two-match series 1-0, after defeating Bangladesh in the first test in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.